USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York State hospitals released more than 6,300 recovering coronavirus patients into nursing homes during the height of the pandemic under a controversial state policy. But they argued it was not to blame for one of the nation's highest nursing home death tolls. Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration, which has taken intense criticism over the policy, instead contended the virus rampant spread through the state's nursing homes was propelled by more than 20,000 infected home staffers who kept going to work unaware they had the virus in March and April. And hospitals are rapidly approaching capacity once again across the Sun Belt, and the Miami area closed restaurants and gyms again because of the surging coronavirus as the United States emerged from the 4th of July weekend full of picnics, parties, and outings that health officials fear could continue to fuel the rapidly worsening outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House is ready to discuss another stimulus package, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The White House says they expect negotiations on the next coronavirus stimulus package to take place in the second or third week of July. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also says
the president's been very clear that he's supportive of another stimulus check, and yet at the same time, we want to make sure that we're addressing things in a real systemic way.
Meadows adding that liability protections should be included in this package.
Liability protection, I think, is critical for all businesses when we look at this new coronavirus and how we deal with it.
President Donald Trump took aim at NASCAR's Bubba Wallace, a prominent black driver, falsely claiming on Twitter the sport's recent anti-racist stance had lowered its television ratings. The president also used Twitter to criticize NASCAR for banning the Confederate flag. In a statement posted on his Twitter page, Wallace said, "The last thing, always deal with hate being thrown at you with love. Even if it's hate from the POTUS, love wins." This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As pressure continues to mount for presidential candidate Joe Biden to choose an African-American woman as his running mate, an online battle has erupted over the Wikipedia page for Senator Kamala Harris, with a significant uptick in edits that reflects a pattern that was once seen in 2016 ahead of the vice presidential nomination of Tim Kaine under Hillary Clinton. Wikipedia has now put the page under discretionary sanctions, as there have been over 500 revisions to the page since May 9th, most of which were made by one editor. Kamala Harris was announced to Joe Biden's shortlist of vice presidential candidates over the weekend. Despite a number of players opting out of the regular season, the usual 162-game marathon is being replaced by a 60-game sprint, and now that abbreviated schedule has been announced. Each team will play 10 games against the other teams in its own division for a total of 40 games. Each team will play 20 interleague games against the teams in its corresponding divisions, for example, the American League East versus the National League East, and six of those 20 games will be against their interleague rival, such as Yankees versus Mets, White Sox versus Cubs. Opening day will be July 23rd, with two games being played, including the Washington Nationals against the New York Yankees. The regular season is scheduled to end September 27th. And don't forget about the rule changes for 2020. Universal designated hitter, three batter minimums for pitchers, and extra innings will start with a runner on second base. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.